This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
We're back live with more of the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon in partnership with Stand Up to Cancer and Brain Up.
Hi, this is Pete Crow Armstrong.
This is Ian Happ.
Hi, this is Justin Still.
Hi, this is Jameson Tyone. Thank you for supporting Cubs for a Cure.
To donate now, visit CubsForACure.com or text the phrase CURE25 to 41444. That's CURE25 to 41444.
All right, we're going strong. We got some cool things here. Let's make some moves. You want to go to the Hochberg Suite? You should. It's a great time. Bulls are available. Hawks are available. Call and tell me which one you want. 773-388-8270. 773-388-8270. $2,000. Bulls game. Hawks game. Hochberg Suite. Food, drink, dessert cart. It's an awesome time. He's an amazing host. It's incredible.
Do not underestimate the dessert cart either.
Oh, dude.
Roll the cart is what I say.
What's your move in the sweet dessert cart move?
I mean,
I got a go-to order.
Whatever the biggest cheesecake is that I can get cart is always what I get.
So I go cheesecake, scoop of cookie dough,
okay,
little raspberry sauce.
Beautiful.
The whole thing.
Yeah, I'm a little bit more of a purist. I don't need the extra accents, but that's beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
The non-club Cub tickets went, so the Cubs are throwing in five more pairs. Next five people who donate $300, we're going to get you Cubs tickets. It's easy. It's easy.
Mm-hmm.
$300 donation. 100% goes to cancer research. CubsForACure.com. Text CURE25 to 41444. Make a $300 donation. We send you Cubs tickets.
And don't let us down in these hours either, because I used to roam these hours on the air doing overnights and evenings and things like that. So we identify with this. Danny Parkin's got that score job by doing overnights.
That's true.
You had to speak to the Les Grobstein audience, which is coming up at midnight.
Yeah, we're not even there yet.
So no excuses. For it's late and I'm just laid back and no, we still need you.
That's right.
And thank you.
It's true. It's absolutely true. We are gonna keep going here. And let's see what else we got. So we got the Blackhawks thing. We got four lower level tickets to a Bulls game for $650. So the price points right now are $300 for the Cubs tickets, $650 for the Bulls tickets, $2,000 for the Blackhawks suite. We've got the Tigers experience with Jason Benetti, by the way, has been claimed.
Nice.
So that is off the board. So thank you for that donation. And a Super Bowl 58 replica football. Okay, $250. I'm not 100% sure. I got to see it. But that's probably Super Bowl 58, which I forget which year we are.
Yeah,
Super Bowl 58. Yeah. Chiefs and Niners, replica football. All right, if that's your thing, okay. 250. Oh, we got a Super Bowl 59 one, too. So if you're a Chiefs fan, you're an Eagles fan, we got replica footballs for you, $250. That's probably from our good friends over at Wilson. We appreciate that. And I think this is very cool. Midwest Refrigeration was a sponsor earlier, and they threw in 4 lower level tickets, and they are great seats. They're like better than lower level. I forget exactly what row they were in, but they're excellent seats to Bulls Thunder next year with a parking pass and access to the Kettle One Club. Yeah, $1,200. That's $1,200.
Defending champs come rolling through town.
Yeah, they'll come in one time next year.
Yep.
You get to see the MVP. You get to see the defending champs. Kettle One Club, amazing seats. $1,200. So you got to call for that too. 773-388-8270. So we got price points across the board for you there for the donation incentives. As cheap right now as, what, $250 for the football? $200 for the autographed baseball from a Cub, $250 for the football, $300 for the Cubs tickets, $1,200 for the Bulls tickets with Kettle One, $2,000 for the Blackhawks suite. So we're all across the board here on incentives that are available. Text CURE25 to 41444, 773-388-8270. You want some more calls, Grody? You ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, Jake is on the road home. He's driving home from Madison. Love Madison. Jake, we appreciate you being up with us. Who are you standing for cancer? How's cancer impacted your life?
Hey guys, I'm standing for my mom, who's a 2-time breast cancer survivor, and my grandma, who we lost to breast cancer about 10 years ago.
So sorry for your losses.
The reason I really wanted to call was I actually work in radiation oncology as an engineer. And I live on the south side of Chicago, and I had to drive up to Madison to the University of Wisconsin to work today, and was listening to you guys on the way up. And during the day, it was a long day of work, and it's easy to forget when you work in cancer therapy how powerful it really is. But after my long day of working, I got back in the car, and 670 was still on, and I heard you guys still going strong, and it's really inspiring knowing that my long day is nothing. You guys are going to keep on going, and the impact you make is just so great. So thank you for everything you do, and want to let you know, personally inspired on top of it all.
Well, thank you, and thank you for your work, man. Working in that field, you probably see some tough stuff, and so, you know, You can speak to it as well as we can in terms of how tough it is, I'd imagine.
It really is, and it's amazing to see the impact, and even more amazing are the times that you're reminded of the good it can do, and hopefully if we can continue to find research and find new ways, we can completely eliminate cancer and have a world without it.
That is the ultimate goal, Jake. Thank you very much for the call. And you know, it's tough. Like so for some cancers, a cure is in sight. And you talk to the medical community, and they will say that AI is going to push us across in the next 5 years on some of this stuff. Some of the cancers, there is no cure in sight, but they think that in the next 50 years, mm-hmm. maybe that'll change. But it's, can we take the standard of care? So for like glioblastoma, can we take the average lifespan of 19 months? Can we turn it into 29 months? Can we make it so that you get medicine more effective to a different part of the brain, like the Sharon Mary Brain Cancer Fund and the blood-brain barrier and things like that? It's, you know, so each cancer kind of has different goals. Improve the quality of life, improve the duration of life, find a cure, but just better. Better. That's the goal for all of this stuff. It's tough. Because, yes, who was it? Bruce Pearl was talking about how, like, a lot of these things, if you get an early detection, you can beat it. And I think I've shared this before, but sometimes it would bother me when people would talk about, like, this person kicked cancer's ass and beat cancer. He beat cancer. And it made it sound like, because my brother, like, quote unquote, didn't beat cancer. And it was like, well, hold on a second. Like, you had a cancer that could be beaten, and Brad had a cancer that could not be beaten.
Some fights are fairer than others.
Right, exactly. And I don't even, like I said, I don't like the fight terminology and the battle and all that.
It's a journey.
But exactly. But it's like that was like a hard thing for me to like deal with at the time, because it was like, yeah, he was so strong and he beat it. And it was like, okay, well, hold on. My brother was as strong as anyone I know. No one has ever beaten that diagnosis. That diagnosis is undefeated. All of these things are not created equal. And I just think people need to kind of have when they talk about it, a little bit of understanding of, like, it's terrible. Like, Jameson Taillon was talking about it. Like, he got diagnosed with testicular cancer, but he caught it early, had amazing doctors, and he's cured.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's a cancer that can be beaten. Well,
It's really important that you're expressing that then, because there's a lot of people who don't know that and understandably don't understand that. But, like, there's people listening right now like, yes, thank you. Thank you, Danny. Yes.
It's a weird thing, right? Because, like, the people who say it are not saying it to be disrespectful.
That's what I mean. And like,
And I know that, but it's something to consider, because it's like, yes, you are strong, and yes, good job, you beat your cancer, no doubt about it, and the positive mental attitude, all of that absolutely matters. It's not taking anything away from it, but keep in mind, there are some cancers that are undefeated.
Yes.
You know, and the person that, quote unquote, like people say, like, they lost their battle with it, as we were talking about earlier, it's like, no, it's an undefeated one.
Yeah, I know people have lost their lives to lung cancer, which is undefeated.
Undefeated.
Yes.
Yeah, undefeated. Exactly. So just, you know, little PSA as someone who dealt with someone who was going up against one of those undefeated ones. 312-644-6767 is the number. George is on Cubs for a Cure on the Marquee Network and The Score. George, thank you for calling.
Hey, George.
Yes, I thought I should call and share my story. I'm a cancer survivor.
Congratulations.
I was diagnosed 3 years ago, a little over 3 years ago, actually, April 29th of 2022. Had no clue. Up until about a week before I was diagnosed, I thought I, you know, didn't have any symptoms really to speak of. But I was diagnosed then with stage 4B prostate cancer.
Oof.
So as a lifelong Cub fan, when I heard the news that Rhino was diagnosed, I of course felt an immediate bond with him. And that part of the story is that I went to the Cubs convention back in January. And my one purpose in going there was to hopefully get to talk with Rhino. Well, I didn't get to talk with him personally, but I did catch his wife for a minute and just told her, you know, how much I was supporting them. I'm sad that his outcome was not better and that he isn't still here with us, but we keep fighting. With my cancer, with being so advanced, the survival rate for 5 years is about 28%. I'm beating those odds. I have short time goals. You know, right now it's to beat that 5 years. I'm 3 years and 3 months in, and I'm not a betting man, but I wouldn't bet against me if people were, you know, saying that you're not going to make it to 5 years, because and it's not that I'm tougher than someone else. It's just I've received treatment. If it wasn't for the research that you guys are supporting, the research that happened, you know, 40 years ago, 30 years ago, I wouldn't be here. If it wasn't for the hormone therapies and the new drugs, the one that I'm on has only been out for, you know, less than 20 years. And without that,
right,
I wouldn't be here. So it's not easy, but I get up every day. I go to work. I'm not just going to roll over and let it beat me. But, you know, I'm thankful that even though I didn't catch it early, that I'm able to, you know, that I'm my body responds to treatment. That
right. No, you know, you said prostate cancer?
Yes, correct.
Yeah, so prostate cancer is maybe the one that the cancer community holds up as, like, it was a death sentence. It was a death sentence. And now with the screening, and I know you said you didn't happen to catch it early, but they have gotten so good at it in the early detection and some of the markers, and in your case, even if you didn't catch it early, right now the 5-year survival rate for prostate cancer is 98%. It used to be a death sentence. It is a it is a true, like, it is like the one that is held up as, like, fund the research, let the smart people study it, and who knows which one right now that is a death sentence, what they can do in 20 years or 15 years or 5 years or 50 years. Like, so, you know, early detection is key, and we're really glad that it looks to be going well for you, even though you caught it a little bit later than you would have liked.
For sure. It's one of those things. I mean, mine metastasized to my bones, so it goes from the middle of my right thigh to the top of my head. And I used to be 5'10", now I'm 5'7", but my spine collapsed at 3 inches. But I don't have pain, which is a miracle, and I'm able to work every day, and I do not a super physical job, but it's not sitting behind a desk, so it's, you know... It's one of those things that I'm just grateful. I tell people that there are three things that keep me going. One is my faith. And two is good medical care. I have a wonderful oncologist that was actually my mother-in-law's oncologist. He's had cancer for over 30 years, and he's kept her around all these years. And then third is just a positive attitude.
Mm-hmm.
Without those three things, I don't believe I would still be here. And I know others that have those things aren't given the same chances that I have. And yeah, like say you talk about survivor's guilt, I get it. I've felt that way just here with Rhino's passing. I'm like, he was diagnosed a year and a half after I was, and his wasn't as advanced as mine, as far as I know. And he's gone. You know, and why? You know, it's just one of those things we don't understand, or we don't fully, how his body wouldn't respond to treatment, but mine does. It doesn't make sense sometimes.
Exactly. There's a luck of the draw component to it, George. So thank you for calling and for sharing your story.
Betting on right, you, man? George. Betting on you, buddy.
Thank you.
Thanks. Appreciate it, man.
Thank you. Thank you, George. That's what it is. And that is a great perspective, having that understanding that he's doing everything he can, but there's also a huge luck of the draw component to it, too.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm talking about. But not only like how you respond to it, the diagnosis, the type of cancer, when you catch it, all of those things.
Oh, and the mood, too. I mean, last year at this time, we were listening to Ryan Sandberg tell you guys that he was cancer-free. So
I know.
It's moody and unpredictable, and it could hit at any time, unfortunately, obviously.
Yeah, it's a... We have passed $440,000, though.
That's good.
$440,000 from Scoreheads.
That's
and we
good.
We still have, what, I don't even know how to do the math at this point. We got like 11 hours to go.
That's right.
At this point. So keep it coming. 312-644-6767 is how you call us to tell us your cancer story. CubsForACure.com is how you donate. You want one of the bigger ticket items, 773-388-8270. Speak with Cubs Fan Services. We got some great things that are available for you. But we still have a couple of non-club Cubs tickets for $300 donations. Three of the five have gone for this hour, but you make a $300 donation, we'll send you some Cubs tickets to a game for next year. That is still available. What else do we have for you here that I can introduce? The Cubs autographed baseballs. We got one left for this hour, it looks like, at $200. And also the replica footballs for $250 are available. This is cool. I like this one a lot. We put this together. The Cubs are just amazing with this. Meet and greet with a player, 4 tickets to a game, and you get to go to the broadcast booth and meet the Hall of Famer Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer. So that's the type of thing that is just, it can't be purchased in the team store, right? Like, it's just, so the players that we have available for $2,500 donation, Miguel Amaya and Jameson Taillon. So right now, if you want to make a $2,500 donation for the Cubs fan in your life, it is four tickets to the game, meet and greet with Taillon or Amaya. You can tell Cubs Fan Services which one you want, and we will bring you up to the booth to meet the Hall of Famer Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer. 773-388-8270. And again, 100% goes to cancer research. Let's take another call here. Tim has been waiting to tell us his cancer story. Tim, who are you standing for?
Hey, I'm standing for my wife, Connie. I'm almost 64. And so through my life, my grandfather, my uncle, how many people we have gone down this road. In December, January of 2023, I found a lump during a routine examination of my wife. And we found out she had stage one breast cancer, but she had seven lymph nodes removed, double mastectomy. And I want people to know it's ongoing. There is so much stuff that goes into this. She got out of the surgery fine. And then chemotherapy. And people take chemotherapy different than other people do. She started taking the chemo, and it screwed up all her levels, her potassium, her magnesium. And then you'd have to go in and get infusions of these drugs to get your levels up so you could take the chemo. And so she was going in, like, every day. And it just blew her up. And she ended up going into the hospital in September of that year. She had dropped from 117 to 92. She couldn't swallow food. They're essentially telling us she was almost on hospice. They found out what it was, an inflammation of the throat, and they had to go through all this other stuff. And she came out. She was able to eat again. But then at the end of that year, she went through the same thing again, and we went through the same thing, go through therapy, just on her feet, back up and walking, and then bang, all of a sudden, she's on so many medications. Chemotherapy had to take her off her. She couldn't do it. She did radiation, but all the medications she's on, I mean, I watched this woman eat drugs in the morning because she has to have them for food. Other times she can't take the medicines. She is constant. This woman, she was a line cook at a hospital. She was on her feet all day. She was amazing. And she's in a wheelchair and a walker. And she's essentially disabled now, and we're trying to get her back on her feet and keep going. And she's cancer free. Every test is she's cancer free. Wow. But even when you're cancer free, you have to let people know this is a battle. And she is the most amazing woman. She gives everything. And every day, she smiles at me in the morning, and then I get her breakfast, and, you know, we just go through the day, and this is every day, and I deal with it. You talk about the people, Danny, thank you for this, by the way, thank you, but you talk about the people that care for these people, yes, I mean, it's me now, I do everything, I have to take care of the house, I do everything. I have to make sure she's okay. These people that help are amazing. But understand, even though, you know, there's the stuff that you're dealing with and the medication stuff, this is an ongoing deal. So my goal right now, every minute of my life, is to get my wife back on her feet and get her walking again and get her moving. And hopefully the cancer does not come back. I just lost the man that married us just passed from cancer. I lost two cousins from cancer. I don't understand what's going on with this government right now, why we're cutting funds for cancer research so we can have military parades. I'm not going to get political. I'm sorry. This is my life, and this woman is a saint. She's just this little thing, and she fights so hard, and gosh, I'm sorry.
No, don't apologize.
It's okay, Tim.
Let it out. Let me get it out. I have held this in. I mean, this woman, we have a grandchild, and she can't get on the floor and play with him. So, yes, we need to get rid of this. Thank you. Danny, I've been listening to this today because I had to mow lawn. I had to do my work, this and that. I've been doing this. I want to give, too. I need to give. Even though I give, like, $250 a month of medical bills just to pay off stuff, I want to give $100 if I can. I need to know how I can do that. I don't care about swag or anything, just to contribute to this. I really appreciate you. I appreciate everything you're doing here. You touch my heart and my soul. That's the only reason I would ever come on here and talk like this, because you touch my heart.
Well, thank you, Tim, and you know, you touched ours with that story, and the best to your wife. And listen, if you want to donate, you can go to cubsforacure.com, and all the information is right there. Text CURE25 to 41444. We could put you on hold, and Studs, you can walk him through it if he wants to make that donation in your wife's honor. So thank you, Tim. Thank you for your rawness and your emotion, and thank you for sharing.
Thank you so much for what you're doing, especially with what's going on with the funding cutting and everything.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Our hearts are with Tommy, right?
You, yeah. Thank you, Tim.
I love you, man.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tim.
Thank you, Tim. Jarrett Payton is going to join us. We've got full phone lines of people who want to tell their stories. He'll talk about his dad and his moment on this radio station so many years ago. And, you know, we're gonna be here with you all night. We're going to be here until 10 in the morning. Just got a text that an old friend might be stopping by at some point. Wants to come in studio at this hour. I just got a text. You know,
really?
Yeah,
before,
man.
Midnight?
I don't know. I don't know what his ETA is. But he can come in whenever he wants. So, okay. You know, hey, man. People want to be a part of this. This is the type of thing. We're on Marquee. We're on The Score. All the teams have donated things. Like, obviously, the Cubs are the principal thing, but, like, we call the other teams and say, do they want to be a part of it?
Yes,
and
they did.
They turned things. You know, the White Sox gave an experience. My guy Ted Cruz over at the Bears personally gave us his Bears tickets, plus hooked it up with the Caleb jersey, the Roma Dunze helmet.
Oh, that's awesome.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, it's been
10 Bears for that.
Blackhawks gave a jersey. The Bulls gave some tickets and an experience with Court of Dreams. So, like, you know, the teams are stepping up, and it's a very, very cool thing. We'll talk to Jarrett Payton in a minute. More of your calls. We're here with you all night. We have passed. Where are we at? I need to update this real quick. I'm sorry. We are at $440,000. $440,000. That's pretty amazing.
Love it.
We did $554,000 last year. So we are on pace to shatter last year's total. Let's keep the momentum going overnight. CubsForACure.com. Cubs for a Cure rolls on after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there.
and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
We're back live with more of the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon in partnership with Stand Up to Cancer and Brain Up.
Tonight, we deliver a powerful message as we join our partners, Stand Up to Cancer, in reaffirming a commitment to the fight against cancer. Major League Baseball, its fans, players, and coaches are united in our determination to defeat this disease for our friends, our families, and our community. Please stand together with Major League Baseball, MasterCard, Fox, and the entire baseball family in support of all those this disease has touched. For more information and to find out how you can help, scan the QR code or visit standuptocancer.org. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you.
To donate now, visit cubsforacure.com or text the phrase CURE25 to 41444. That's CURE25 to 41444.
Back in on Marquee and Cubs for a Cure. We're raising money. Callers are lining up to call in and tell their stories. It's going to be an amazing day at Wrigley on Saturday. If you didn't hear, they're all going to be wearing the blue jersey that was Rhino's favorite. It's hanging in studio behind me right now. Every Cubs player is going to be wearing the number 23. No names on the back, playing for the name on the front of the jersey like Rhino talked about. So make a $23 donation right now, and let's make some money for Rhino in the overnight hours, because we have those anonymous donors that are putting up $23,000 for the overnights, as long as we keep calls going all night long telling your cancer stories. So it's coming in. Those Cubs baseballs are gone. The tickets to Bulls Thunder are gone. That was a great buy. I think that's an incredible opportunity for you there. The lower level tickets are gone. We still have Hotberg Suites available for $2,000. We have the meet and greet with Tyone and the ability to meet Pat Hughes and four tickets to a game for $2,500. You got to call 773-388-8270. But if you want to donate $5, text CURE25 to 41444. Jarrett Payton, our friend from WGN, is with us once again, a returning member and a returning guest for the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon. JP, we're at 440,000 plus, man. And we've been on for going on 13 and a half hours at this point. How you doing, my friend?
Hey, my friend. Well, first and foremost, I got to get some things out of the way. My GN Sports family just wants to say thank you so much for joining our show the other night. We appreciate it.
Oh, happy to.
And second of all, I want to thank you, and I want everybody in Chicago, all the people around the world that are listening to you, Cubs fans, people that are tuning into the Score, that are listening on Odyssey, like all that stuff. Thank you for doing what you're doing, man. It's been phenomenal. We had you on in the studio today on the screens, and we were watching it. So earlier today, it was like at 200,000 something. So to see through the time of like me getting done with my show, you have been putting in that work, and so just appreciate you for all that you're doing to to help other people and also keep your brother's memory alive.
Well, listen, man, thank you. It's my honor. Cancer's hit everybody. When it happened to my brother, it blew up my world. It blew up my whole family's world. And, you know, it's Brad loved what I do professionally, and he loved whenever I would, you know, get on a little soapbox and try to spread a message about something that I was passionate about or use the platform for good. He loved the Austin Harvest Radiothon. He loved this thing I did in Kansas City for a domestic violence shelter. So I just know that he thinks that this is cool. And so that is why I do it. I do it because, you know, if Brad is looking down, I know that he is looking down and smiling. So that's why I do it, man.
Seems like we got a lot in common, man. You know, I mean,
how much of what you do is because of your dad and your pops?
Literally, I mean, pretty much everything. Everything that I do, he's the motivation every single day that I wake up. You know, Danny, it's amazing to see the impact that he had on people's lives. But it's when you talked about cancer rocking your world, it's the same thing that happened, you know, to my family and to me. It was. Before my dad had cancer, I don't know if I was just too young and, you know, you're living your life. And so things are going on, but, you know, after my dad, you know, found out he wasn't able to have his transplant, because of the cancer spread, it was the impact and the love and the outpour of affection from people, not just Bears fans, but from all over the world. We started to see, and ever since 99, man, it's just been amazing. The people and the stories and the families that you know, people that have survived, people that have passed away that had an impact on, my dad had an impact on them. We get those letters every single time. And so you always find yourself in tears when you're reading them. Now it's more emails than it is actual letters, but I'll never forget sitting with my dad after he made the announcement on the score saying that he needed a transplant. And we were sitting in his office in Hoffman Estates, and Danny, I'm talking about bags, garbage bags of letters from all over the world, the people that were, you know, giving their love and support. And I'll never forget the moment my dad looked at me and said, "I didn't know." And I was like, "What are you talking about?" He goes, I didn't know I had this big of an impact on people." And it's one of those things that we're all impacted by it, by someone that's had cancer, that's passed away, that's beaten it. And that's what kind of draws us all together. But Danny, I want to say this because I know people are listening, especially in Chicago. We always talk about the touchdowns and the yards and all that stuff that, you know, as sports fans and people that are in this business that we always talk about. But the people behind those numbers and touchdowns and the impact that they can have is unreal. And so the reason why my dad is so special to me and what I think of the most, more than any touchdown and how many yards he rushed for, Hall of Fame, Super Bowls, all that, is when my dad found out he wasn't able to have a transplant. Four days later, he did a PSA just encouraging people to become organ donors. So, you know, 4 days after he found out he was going to die, he used one of the days that he had left on this earth to encourage people to do something for someone else. And man, we think about it in our lives of when you, I mean, for me, man, I got kids too. And I think about my kids, I'd want to spend the day, but he took one of those days and I admire that so much. And that's the reason why I wake up every single morning. That's the reason why I'm like you, you're not going to outwork me. I'm always going to outwork everybody. I have that work ethic, like why I do what I do. It's because I know that's the way that he lived his life. And so our goal for your brother, for my dad, is to be able to keep their legacy alive, their memory alive. And I think we're both doing a good job at it.
That's beautiful, man. Let's get some $34 donations for sweetness right now in the overnight. Let's get some $34 donations. Text CURE25 to 41444, CubsForACure.com. Feels like we should do a Bulls or a Bears thing right now with Jared on talking about Walter. Let's move the Olin Kreutz balls that we had slotted for the next hour. We got four signed Olin Kreutz balls, $250. If we can get some $250 donations, we will send you a signed Olin Kreutz autographed football. So if we move those four, that's another 1,000. Our anonymous donor for the overnights will double it and make it 2,000. So 250 becomes 500, and we can make $2,000 if we can move those Olin Krutz balls. So all you got to do is text CURE25 to 41444, make a $250 donation, and we will be shipping you an Olin Krutz autographed ball.
JP, man, good to talk to you, and I am positive that your dad would want me to ask you Bears questions. So
Groats, I'm sorry. I didn't even know you were there. I'm sorry, my good friend.
It's Danny's back. He hogs the mic. What can I say?
It's true.
It's okay. I saw you guys earlier, man. I'm looking up at the screen and I'm watching. Two guys that I just admire, and I'm like, dude, look at them, man. They're doing something for a good cause. They're having fun while they're doing it. So when Danny came out, I'm thinking he's solo, and I just get in the car from work. So yes, he probably would want you to ask me a Bears question.
Of course.
Yeah, go ahead, Grody. Welcome to the microphone. The on button is right there. We'll allow it.
Danny's been coaching me during the break too to ask these clear and concise questions.
Yeah, that's right. What big TV star nowadays.
What have you thought about what you've seen or heard about Caleb Williams?
Oh, good question.
Thank you.
Work I played in a hits. Progress.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Work in progress. I'm a little bit different than everybody else, Danny and Groats. I knew that this was, there was a lot of expectations going into year two, and rightfully so. And the addition of Ben Johnson, that means, everybody's like, holy cow, this is exactly what you need. But when you start breaking it down and talking to people, especially that have played for him on that offense when he was in Detroit, it does take a little bit of time. And there are new pieces to be added that were added during the offseason, where you're talking about the offensive line and Luther Burden, who looks like he has the opportunity to be a special player on this offense. But I knew it was going to take time of all that is expected from quarterbacks that play underneath Ben Johnson. So I just knew there was going to be some ups and downs here, and I'm here for it. And we're still so early in training camp that today was a positive day for him, and that's what you got to start stacking, and that's what I'm here for. I was never this guy coming into this season that it's playoffs and you got to do this. I know how tough the division is, and I look at the schedule almost every single day, and I'm like, holy cow, this is not going to be easy, like at all. So improvements, Caleb's got to improve. That relationship between him and Ben Johnson is what's so crucial. Also, his relationship with his wide receivers and the skill position players as well. But it really comes down to how this whole team, all three phases, gel. And I think that's what I'm kind of have a question mark, because you're there every single day. I'm in studio. I'm talking to people, so I don't get to see it. I was there on my dad's birthday last Friday, and that was a tough day for Caleb. Mm-hmm. And you look at some of these guys that have, and hats off. I gotta say this. It was really cool to see, man, Tyson Bagent playing and understanding the game and watching him grow as a quarterback as
good.
Well.
This is good.
Yeah, this is not a quarterback controversy or I'm pumping up other guys. But to see that, that's also what you need here. Like, because you never know with your starting quarterback going down. You can miss three games. You're going to need someone to be able to step in and play. And that right there gives me a lot of confidence in watching him have the confidence on the field when he comes up to the line, something there. And I think we're going to start seeing Caleb have that same exact thing over time. But listen, I'm not throwing up any red flags or anything anytime soon. I'm just going to chill and let this thing marinate and watch how it grows. We haven't even played a preseason game yet.
You've taken a nice deep breath. I like it, JP.
Good for you.
Yeah, good for you.
Good for you.
Yep. Yeah.
Jared, thank you so much, man, for calling in and being up with us late tonight, man. We appreciate you so much. And your friend of the score and your dad's memory and his history with this station, it means a lot, man. Thank you. Thank you very much.
No problem. And we're doing it on the 32nd anniversary of my Hall of Fame speech in Canton tonight, today.
Oh, wow.
It's
okay.
32 years of when I inducted my pop. So another special night for me. So, hey, those $34 donations, let's get them going, everybody, for Sweetness, for Danny, for the whole entire cause. Let's make it happen.
I'm sorry I didn't get you a card for your 32nd anniversary. I forgot.
It's all good.
I forgot.
Man, I'm getting old. I'm getting old over here.
And I'm sorry you didn't know I was here. So
See you, Jarrett. You're the man.
See you, buddy.
That's JP.
You gotta say my name sometimes. No, I'm sorry. I'm kidding.
God, I'm rusty.
I don't care.
I'm rusty.
I told
Mark
those guys.
Brody is here.
I told those guys earlier tonight. I just want to be your support dog here tonight. That's it.
If you
need me to talk, whatever, Danny. This is cool. I love this.
Listen, it's a weird thing because we have so many things to do, so many masters to serve, but like it's like is there a moment that's down? Pump an item that we could try to move. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Honestly, like
we
moved a couple of Olin Krutz balls. So two down, two to go. It looks like $250 donations at CubsForACure.com. $2,500. You can meet Pat Hughes, Ron Coomer, Miguel Amaya, or Jameson Taillon and four tickets to a game. Just call up 773-388-8270 and say you want the meet and greet with the radio booth and Jameson Taillon or Miguel Amaya for $2,500. We'll step aside. We'll come back. We'll do some calls, say goodbye to Grody, who's been here for 6 hours.
6 hours.
I should have mentioned it.
Nobody else has done a 6-hour shift today. Nobody else will do a 6-hour shift.
That's
so
true.
Big time. It's all about me.
Rami Makloff's going to do the next 5 hours.
Yeah, I saw Rami. Rami's here.
David Haw is going to do the last 5 hours.
Oh, he's a good Haw.
Yeah, he is. We got a lot still planned. My brother's widow, Jen, will be on at 5 a.m.
Great.
There is a guest who will be on in the 6 a.m. hour that maybe has the saddest story of my years of dealing with the cancer world. She will be in studio in the 6 a.m. hour. Eddie Olchek is going to be co-hosting the 7 a.m. hour.
Oh, awesome.
Craig Council is going to call in.
Nice.
Miracle survivor Colin Cowherd is going to be calling in in the morning. So we've got Colin's going to be on at 8 a.m. So we got a lot of big moments still to come, including, by the way, we still got to give away 81 games in the bleachers if you can donate $16,000. $16,000, 81 games in the bleachers next year. A pair of tickets, 773-388-8270. That's like the investment opportunity of a lifetime, the opportunity of a lifetime. Give it to your kid as like a college graduation present. Mm. Hey, like you're going to hang out. Congrats on graduating college. Hang out for the summer before you go get a real job in the bleachers every day. Like 773-388-8270. And we're going to have a surprise guest who decided he wants to come in studio, who will be here with Rami Makloff and I at some point in the next, I have no idea, but it's going to happen.
I love it.
We'll put a bow on this thing with Grody. It is the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon on Marquee and the Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
We're back live with more of the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon in partnership with Stand Up to Cancer and Brain Up.
The owner of the Chicago Cubs, Tom Ricketts.
Sign me up for $25,000 match right now.
Incredibly generous. Are you getting in the dunk tank after Crane?
I kind of feel like I live in the dunk tank. So.
I will be in the dunk tank. I don't know if that's going to raise quite as much money as Dr. Crane. Although, frankly, maybe it will.
Do we have other FS1 employees jumping in?
To donate now, visit CubsForACure.com or text the phrase CURE25 to 41444. That's CURE25 to 41444.
We're rolling on here. Grody, you did the longest shift of anyone other than me. Thank you, sir.
It's been awesome, man. I wouldn't not want to be part of this, so I'm flattered to be asked to be a part of this. So thank you so much. I appreciate it. Do you pay me for this, or do I go over there to get that taken care of?
You don't get paid. Nobody gets paid here.
Okay.
Remember?
Okay. Oh,
that's the whole point.
Right. No, this
is raising the money.
This has been great, and keep it coming. Like I know, like I all of a sudden am feeling a sense of comfort and grobber aura from the overnights. Have done my fair share. I have roamed these hours. So if you are one of those people who thought, well, maybe I'm going to go, no, it's time to donate. It's time to play along here with Parkins and Rami Makhlouf, who will join you from midnight to 5 o'clock. And it's been a blast catching up with you, Danny.
Yeah, man.
You're awesome. Oh, you know how I feel about you. You're a straight up baller. Keep this thing going. And thank you, man.
Thank you, man. Listen, I love you too. It's absolutely awesome. I guess you didn't say love.
We're not ready for that.
Whatever.
But no, I love you, Danny Parkins.
Whatever.
Danny. Let me tell you something right now.
Okay.
Danny, I love you. I've been loving you for a long time, Danny.
All
I'm
going
to tell you how much I love you.
All right, get out of here.
See you guys.
Get out of here. I need to break again already, don't I? I need to break again
right now.
Okay, we're going to take a couple minutes. Rami Makhlouf.
I got to go.
Calls. And Jason Goff is driving
what?
Over. Yeah, Jason Goff's going to hang out in studio. What?
I love it.
That's exciting.
Talk
about an energy boost at midnight. That is going to be amazing. So we got calls on the line, though. It's going to be great. And a lot of cool things to do. We are approaching 450,000. We're about 3,000 away. So, you know, if we move the meet and greet right now, if we move the meet and greet for $2,500 right now at 773-388-8270, Jameson Tyone, 4 tickets to a game, Pat Hughes, Ron Coomer, can't buy it anywhere, but you can make a donation, 100% to cancer research. We moved one of those right now, we'd get to $450,000. 773-388-8270, CubsForACure.com. We're back after this with Rami Makhlouf.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.